The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends Tuesday, October the 9th. And we're talking about some really special events that are coming up this weekend. Pretty much the same time, but you can go to both of them if you want. Let's start, first of all, with Stan Hudson, the Missouri Mycological Society.
Thank you, Paul.
With mushrooms. Good to have you back here.
Oh, glad to be back.
Now, you brought in some beautiful mushrooms today that you found earlier in the day,
yes.
You say, but he is not going to tell us where he found them.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, Radio Friends, and take a look at this. Now, describe, for people listening on the radio, what am
well,
I holding?
That's a chicken of the woods, which is a shelf mushroom that grows out of trees, and it's bright orange on top and bright yellow on the bottom. So
okay, and
you can't
this
really
is
mistake
edible.
It,
yes,
it, is,
it
edible.
Is edible. And when you say it grows out of trees, what type of trees?
Generally, locust trees around here, but you can find it on some other, like, dead logs and things as well.
Okay. And it just it grows, it's edible. What is the time frame that we could find these?
Oh, you can find those all from like late spring all the way through the fall, as long as there's rain. These grow a lot, quite a bit.
As long as you've had moisture.
Yes. Now this other one is just a fall mushroom.
Okay. This is
the hen of the woods.
Okay, and what does it look like?
What the Japanese call the maitake mushroom.
And it looks like what? Explain.
It's kind of a frond system, I'd
say.
It almost
looks like a sponge. It looks like a sponge.
Kinda. It'll get a little wider and more frond. It kind of reminds me of some of those sea corals that have flat fronds a lot. But it doesn't look very mushroomy. A lot of people don't think of that as a mushroom when they first see it.
And you were saying this will go around oak trees.
Yes.
Around the base of oak trees.
Yes.
Only in the fall, though.
Only in the fall. And
okay.
You might see these on some of the menus around restaurants. They often will refer to them by their Japanese name, which is a maitake mushroom, which means dancing mushroom, because when they find them in Japan, they do a little dance.
So now, the event that you're having this weekend.
Yes, we're having a foray coming up out at Rockbridge State Park. We're going to start off the day at 10 a.m., actually out at the new MDC regional office, which is at 305 Gans Road. And Maxine Stone, who is the author of Missouri Wild Mushrooms, will come down and do that edible class. And so that'll be 2 hours. And then we'll go over to the park, have a little potluck lunch there at the Gilbert Shelter, and then we'll go off and we'll foray and look for some mushrooms and bring them back and ID them for folks so they can learn more about them.
People are going to be able to go with you and look for mushrooms?
Yes.
Will they be able to keep the mushrooms if they find?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
if they'd
that's
like.
Nice. And so that will be
the
this 13th. Saturday,
yeah,
this coming Saturday.
Yep.
Again, what time?
It starts at 10 a.m., and you would meet at the MDC Regional Building, which is over there kind of at the new Discovery Parkway exit. Or you could come after the workshop if you didn't want to attend the workshop, and you could come to the Gilbert Shelter at Rockbridge State Park.
Okay.
That's where we'll be housed.
Stan, thank you so much. If people want more information, can they call is there a website they can go to?
Yes, you can go to the Missouri Mycological Society's website. It's MissouriMycologicalSociety.org, or you could email me at mid.mo.mushrooms@gmail.com, and I'll give you more information about the mushrooms or more information about the event coming up.
Okay, sounds very good.
Thank you
so much for coming by. Now, Diana Moxon is with us, the Columbia Art League, and you've got an event coming up with the mushrooms, too.
Oh, this weekend is so packed. There is so much going on. So, yes, we have the Boone County Art Show coming up.
And when is that?
That's on Saturday and Sunday, all day Saturday and all day Sunday.
They can still come to your event and go look for mushrooms, too.
They can do that. They can. It's outrageous weekend. There's all that going on. There's the Alabama game going on. So it is a packed weekend. So if anyone's in town for the game and wants to do something else, there's lots of fun other art things to do. So this is the 53rd year of the Boone County Art Show. We take over the ground floor of Boone County National Bank on the corner of 8th and Broadway.
This is how many years?
53
years.
I think it's 59.
So doesn't it start the day before where they just clear out everything and you people move in and put up all your artwork?
Exactly. I wish we had a time-lapse camera, because at 5 o'clock, the ground floor of the bank is a bank. Everyone's working still, and at 5 o'clock, when the bank closes the doors. Their team sweeps in. They clear all the desks. They take all the art off the
wall. Do they take all the money out of the vault,
too? They put it all in the vault and lock the door and take away the key for the weekend. And then we have the volunteers arrive about 5:30, and at 6 o'clock, the doors open, and about 100...
6 o'clock that evening?
Yeah, and about 180 artists are lined up, and they come in with their artwork, and they drop their artwork off, and I have my team of volunteers there, and we take their work, and then we hang it on the walls around the bank. And this year is extra exciting because, of course, they've got a whole new renovation at the bank, and so it's a whole new hanging system and a whole new look to the ground floor area.
And then Saturday, when the bank is open, you've got customers in there going to the bank, and you've got customers for the art show.
That's right.
All mingling together.
We mingle together for the morning from 9 till 12
It's kind of like Radio Friends. I mean, we've got the artwork from the Columbia Art League hanging up here.
You have your Chris McGee's work up right now, from Rocheport.
That's really unusual.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay.
So of all, you know, we have 180 thereabouts, about 180 people have submitted entry forms, and some of those will be paintings, some will be wood carving, some will be metal, you know, watercolor, oil, acrylic, you know, everything, fiber works. Mm-hmm. It's the best chance of the year to buy a piece of work. I love the Boone County Art Show. And we do a special event on Friday night. It's a fundraising event. It's kind of a sneak peek event to help raise some money for the Art League. And the bank are very generous in hosting that for us. So it's $25 a ticket, and you get to come down early. And you're looking at the work as the judges are going around, you know, choosing the works for prizes. So it's kind of fun.
Now, everything that's in that art show is for sale, correct?
Correct.
Everything.
This year, everything is for sale.
Are they marked?
Yes.
Or do you pay the price that's marked? Or do you go up to the artist and say, hey, can I get a deal? Can I get a deal here?
No, you pay the price that's marked on the wall. But everything is for sale this year. And so, you can go and choose your work. And we put a red dot on it for you for the weekend. And you come back on Sunday afternoon and you pick it up.
Okay, so you cannot take it. If you buy it Friday night, you have to leave it there.
We leave it through the show so everyone else can enjoy it for the weekend, and then you pick it up on Sunday evening. And then the bank also chooses about 30 works that they choose to keep for an extra month, and then we do another exhibit at the bank of 30 works.
What if they choose one that you've bought?
Oh, well, then it's up to the buyer. The buyer can choose to take it and say, no, I want to take it on Sunday, or the buyer may choose to say, no, let people enjoy it for a month, and so that's up to the buyer.
Well, that's
at that
nice.
Point.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always fun.
All right, so it'll start this Friday evening.
The fundraiser is this Friday, and that's from 8 till 10, and that's you need to let us know in advance. You can give me a ring at the Art League.
Ring you up.
Ring me up, 443-8838, or drop me an email at diana@columbiaartleague.org. Mm-hmm. And then it opens to everybody on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and it goes from 9 to 5 on Saturday, and it goes from 11 till 4:30 on Sunday.
Okay.
And then at 4:30, we do the award ceremony, and people pick up their work, and that's it, over for another year.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Diana Moxon, Columbia Art League. Always a pleasure to have you
here. Thank you, Paul.
Delightful lady. Okay, we're out of time for today. Tomorrow, public affairs with the City of Columbia and OSHA Lifelong Learning. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator is Uncle James Mauser, and his birthday today, too. So happy birthday, Uncle James.
Okay.
We will see you tomorrow, 8:50 on KBIA. Bye-bye.